Hey everyone, so wanted to update you guys about what's happening with our son and the whole nighttime nappy dilemma that we've been having. So the one thing we decided to do, which a couple of people recommended, was to just let him go to sleep without a nappy on, and once he's asleep, stick the nappy on. First night of doing this, perfect. He did when he must have woke. We think he woke up early, took his nappy off and wasn't fully awake, and had a small accident. So we were fine with that. That was okay. Like I said, from what we could see, he'd gone to bed. So kept the nappy on because I kept checking on him, and but he came about. Actually, no, he slept in quite nicely. He came in about 6 o'clock, so chances are that he just, not 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, sorry, he normally wakes up at six. So chances are he just took it off, wasn't fully aware of where he was or something, maybe wasn't fully awake and had a little accident. It was literally a very small, wet patch on his bed. But he must have done it when he was lying down because it was. There was a bit of it on his shirt as well. Last night, however, we did the exact same. Well, I did the exact same thing. He went to sleep. I got in. He hadn't had a wee or anything, so I was able to put the nappy on. Went back in a couple of hours later to find he'd removed it, but it was full. So I thought, oh, maybe he just felt uncomfortable wearing a full nappy. So I put a brand new one on. And again, just before I went to bed, I found him. He'd removed it and was cuddling the nappy. It was not used at all. There was no wee in it or anything. So I had to put it back on again. But he woke up this morning dry, nothing on the bed, nothing on himself. But it was very frustrating that he still was taking the nappy off. I don't know if maybe putting a cloth nappy on would be better with Poppers again once he's asleep, because I already did try this, but he did remove it twice, but he was fully awake when he removed it. My only worry is if I do put it on, that he tries to take it off, gets frustrated and gets upset. I don't know, it could be worth trying. It's just trying to find a nappy that would last as well. Especially considering that the night before he went to have a wee twice before bedtime, and still was able to fill up one full disposable nappy up. This is the reason why I've had to with night at night time I've had to go back to disposables. It's not what I want to do. You know, everyone who follows me on Twitter or even reads my blog, you know that I absolutely love cloth nappies. So it kind of does upset me that I had to go back to wasting money on disposables. But then again, I'm only using. Hopefully, only using one a night, which is still not too bad. But there are some nights where I'm having to use more. Like in the past, like for example, the trouble I find with disposables is the tabs, the sticky tabs, after a while they lose their stick. So when he was ripping them off and hadn't used them, I was having to put them back on, he was ripping them off, put it back on, rip it off. And then eventually they're just no longer able to stick. About three or four times of this, they've lost their stick, and so I've wasted a nappy that has not been used because it's lost its stick. And it so annoys me knowing that I'm going to be sticking this nappy that hasn't been used in the bin, and it's going to end up in a landfill for years. That's what annoys me more about this whole thing is that. But thankfully, from so far anyway, we've got it down to one to two nappies in the night. give or take. But yeah, I'm about to go in now to put the nappy on, pray that he hasn't had a wee or anything. It's still fairly early, actually. He tends to not fall asleep until 8 o'clock. It is now 7:24. He did go to bed a little bit early today. And it was actually for the first time he didn't come out of his room. Quite often he comes out either to ask to go to the use the potty. He won't have the potty in his room anymore. He used to have... We've got two potties. We have one in our ensuite. For some reason, he just prefers it there. I think he likes the fact that he's got his own toilet there and there's mummy's and daddy's toilet there as well. I think he likes that sort of safeness or security. I don't know. He seems to like that for some reason. And then we had our other potty, which we used originally for the living room to catch those early wees when he was learning. But now we tend not to do that. We started putting it in his bedroom. And lately he's just found it, he just does not like it in the bedroom. He literally just picks it up, takes it into our ensuite, puts it next to the other potty, and then he chooses which one. Chances are he'll use the porta potty, not the cheap one. Always uses the porta potty now. Very rarely does he use the other one. So we just have these two potties sitting next to each other now. So that's why he tends to come to his bedroom door and just says, "Wee me, mummy, I need a wee wee." And so I'll take his hand or he'll walk with me, whatever. He tends to not leave the room without me. Not unless he's really acting up, thankfully. But even then, he always expects us to come to him to find out what's wrong. So, yeah, tonight been good because, like I said, he's not come out of his room. He's not tried to open the door. He's not demanded anything. Just pray that I get there in time before he has a wee. So I'm going to go now. Thanks for listening. Like I said, I'll update tomorrow or something or over the weekend, because of course it's Mother's Day, so I'm probably going to be busy, and just pray that we get this sorted. But if you have any more other ideas for me, please, we have tried the whole backwards thing, blah blah blah, that all doesn't matter, because if they can be pushed down, like pants, so like underwear, if they can be removed by pushing downwards, then they'll come off. So pants, up wrong way round, pinning them, even cloth nappies with poppers, they've all gone out the window, basically. But any more suggestions, I don't care how weird they are, please, please give them to me. And I'll probably, most likely, will listen to you and try it. Thank you. Bye. And wish me luck.